You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Maori Madness all day, every day here at NITV Radio. Shout out to Maori Primary School kids. Be good to your teachers on a Friday. You get to knock off early. Okie dokie, I'm here now with reggae royalty, international music star and a humanitarian activist. Rocky Duani straddles the boundaries between Africa, the Caribbean and the US to create an appealing sound that unites generations and cultures. With an easygoing charisma, I can attest to that. You're very charismatic, my bro.
Oh, thank you.
And reputation as a dedicated champion of social causes, Duani infectious grooves and dancing-inducing anthems have consistently excited fans across the globe. Please welcome Rocky Duani and his brother boy sitting beside him, John Peace. How are you, my peoples?
Doing very good, yeah. Honoured to be here, yes.
Well, welcome to Australia. Welcome to Gadigal land.
Thank you very much.
I know you've been out here for healing our spirit worldwide as part of that.
Yes.
But before we get into that, can you just tell us a bit about yourself, my brother, where you come from? I know you're from Ghana. So just tell us a bit about you and your homeland, please.
Well, I was born in a town called Tema in the capital, close to the capital city of Ghana. I originally come from a traditional royal home. So my father was the last born of his family, and he decided to move to the city to join the Ghanaian military at that time. So we were born literally under military barracks. But then it was also during the time when Ghana was going through a lot of political changes where the military were involved in politics. But then also for me as a growing child too, it was also an environment of various tribes. You know, because Ghana, just like, you know, the indigenous culture here, we come from, you know, a background of various tribes, and each tribe, you know, different languages, different cultures. But then I was offered the opportunity within the barracks to interact with various, you know, kids from different tribes, and I got to learn different languages. And so I grew up in a multiple tribal environment, and that was kind of like the foundation of growing up, where I saw my life as, you know, engaging with, you know, different dimensions of society, regardless of how culturally diverse it is, and finding, you know, bridges and lines through that. Mm. And that became the defining factor of my music. My music grew, you know, in popularity within Ghana. And then, you know, also, you know, after 6 albums so far, last year I was nominated for a Grammy for Best Reggae Album, which was also the first Grammy nomination for my country. And then this year I was also designated Thank you very much. And then this year I was designated as a United Nations Goodwill Ambassador for the Environment, also in recognition of some of the work that I have always dedicated my music, because I saw music also as a means to engage the world and create channels for other voices that I engage with to be able to be heard. You know, I use my platform to amplify voices that in the normal situation wouldn't get opportunity to be heard.
What triggered you to do that? Because a lot of people play music and they play it just for the love of it, and that's great. But why did you want to infuse the social causes that we see in our world with your music to help send a message? Like, not many people do it. They try and do it, but not very successfully. But you've obviously created something very rich and something very meaningful.
Well, you know, for me, it comes from a position of, you know, if you take a deep look at yourself, you know, if you're a person and you're born into this world and you're born into a family, you come in this like a support system. There are people who love you unconditionally, people who work for you to make sure that, you know, you are able to grow and thrive on earth. And life is all about what other people, you know, the contributions that other people do to facilitate your journey. So I feel that everybody too has that moral responsibility to offer, being responsible for others. Mm-hmm. So as much as we create our path and we walk our path through, our path becomes only relevant if we connect that path to uplifting all of us together. And so I'm really kind of inspired and driven by that philosophy. And I also feel that, you know, to whom much is given, to much is expected, you know. So some of us, sometimes you have the opportunity of a bigger megaphone and a bigger platform.
Yep.
But that platform, you don't have it just because to serve your ego, but it's used for you so that you also become a channel for amplifying something greater than yourself, you know. So those life philosophies were a driving force to my music. And the music, for me, to the lyrics of the music and the content of the music was trying to appeal to our deepest sense of humanity, you know, inspire people at the same time to try to, you know, point to a special place of agreement where we can all aspire to as a community, you know. So it's I just feel that my story, I had to figure out what my path was, and that was the path that I saw that would really make it true, so that whenever I stand in front of the microphone or I sing a song about empowerment, I have also walked the talk.
Yeah.
So that my words resonate from a position of truth.
Now, you've played with some of the biggest names in the world, Stevie Wonder, just an absolute icon, Bono, Jason Mraz, Peter Gabriel, Janelle Monáe, John Legend. But last night you played with Yachty Indy.
Yes.
Can you tell us what that experience was like playing with one of our greatest ever bands, probably the greatest Aboriginal band, I'd say, most successful internationally? What was it like playing with them, and what sort of similarities did you find between your culture and our culture?
Well, you know, the thing is that the Aboriginal people are part of Africa for me. Just like everybody, you know, Africa is the motherland, you know, that's where humanity came from. And so everybody is like an extension of that universal brotherhood for me. But last night, the opportunity to be on stage and celebrate with Yothu Yindi, you know, a band that, you know, whose significance and symbolism is not only in terms of the music, but also their achievements of indigenous people and indigenous art and indigenous culture in a more contemporary sense, that, you know, this is something that has been preserved for thousands of years, but then we can still find a way to integrate it to be shared by the whole world. So Yothu Yindi's success for me represents the importance of preserving, elevating, activating, and writing, you know, making right certain historic sins, you know, which has resulted in the erosion of rights of Aboriginal people, erosion of their culture, you know, certain systemic, you know, paradigms that have ensured that they don't, you know, people don't rise beyond whatever, you know, their environment is and be able to partake in, you know, aspiring to their greatest self, you know. So it is, last night I felt it was solidarity, and at the same time too, you know, putting this to the rest of the world that here I am from Ghana, from a traditional community in Ghana, you know, a musician coming here to join, you know, a band that represents excellence in both Australia and excellence in indigenous people, to make a musical statement of celebration that the way forward for all of us is harmoniously recognizing and respecting each other's right and vision to be part of this beautiful world. So last night was really special for me. And it was also, you know, sometimes you feel like the path calls you. You know, you walk the path, but the path calls you. But for me, to growing up, you know, being a student of world music, hearing of Yothu Yindi, and then my career also growing, you know, along the way, and then I come to Australia, and the culmination of my tour was to be on stage and collaborate and play and sing with this incredible legends of Australian music and indigenous music, for me was a triumph for upholding the greater good.
And now we're about to have a greater triumph, as you hear, about to play for NITV Radio, one of the greatest stages in the world. I can feel JP looking at me. You're about to play a song for us. I believe it's called Shine a Light.
Yes.
While you just get set up and just get ready, can you just tell me quickly what this song is about?
Well, the song Shine a Light is about, you know, I mean, literally shining your light, you know, about that. There, we can aspire to our greatest self, first of all, by looking inwards. You know, if we feel that confidence that whatever we're looking for is right within us, then we can sink in and shine, you know, and aspire to whatever we want to, whatever heights we want to reach. If that becomes a conviction, then nothing else can stop us in terms of realizing that.
Well, this is
what the song is about.
Well, let's get into it. This is Shine a Light by Rocky Duane, John Peace on guitar. All you mob out there, my mob, people of colour, refugees, asylum seekers, let your light shine here in Australia. Love yous. Peace out.
SBS.com.au.